The Book of Sirach, Chapter 41. O death, how bitter is the remembrance of you to him who lives in peace in his habitation, to him who is at ease and prospers in all, and who still has strength to enjoy luxury. Hail, death, how welcome is your decree to a man of sorrows and who lacks strength, who stumbles and trips in everything, who is broken and has lost hope. Fear not death, it is your destiny. Remember that the former and the latter share it with you. This is the portion of all flesh from God, and how can you reject the law of the Most High? Be it for 1,000 years, 110 that you live, in Sheol there is no inquiry of length of life. A disgusting offspring is the generation of sinners, and a godless sprout is in the dwellings of the wicked. From the son of the unrighteous dominion will be wrenched away, and with their posterity will be perpetual reproach. Children will curse a wicked father, for because of him they suffer reproach. Woe to you, ungodly men who have forsaken the law of the Most High God. If you be fruitful, it will be for harm, and if you bear children, it will be for sighing. And if you stumble, it will be for everlasting joy, and if you die, it will be for a curse. All that is of nothing returns to nothing, so the godless man, from nothingness to nothingness. Vanity is man concerning his body, but the name of the pious will not be cut off. Be in fear for your name, for that abides longer for you than thousands of precious treasures. Life's goods last for limited days, but the reward of a name for days without number. Hidden wisdom and concealed treasure, what is the use of either? Better the man who hides his folly than the man who hides his wisdom. Hear, O children, instruction concerning shame, and be ashamed according to my judgment. For not every kind of shame is to be retained, and not every kind of shame is to be reproved. Be ashamed of a father and a mother of whoredom, of a prince and ruler of lies, of a master and a mistress of deceit, of an assembly and people of transgression, of an associate or friend of dishonesty, and of a place of pride where you sojourn. Be ashamed of altering an oath or a covenant, of stretching out your elbow when sitting at meat, of withholding a gift that is asked for, of turning away the face of your friend, of taking away a portion or a gift, of being silent to one who greets, of looking upon a woman who is a whore, of gazing on a woman who has a husband, of being busy with his maid, and of violating her bed, of speaking to a friend with reproachful words, and of upbraiding after you have given,